You're on Texas Standard Time.
Well, travel bans have been in the news of late, but today we bring you a story of a different sort of travel ban, one that will prohibit California officials from traveling to Texas, at least on California's dime. California's Attorney General has officially outlawed state-funded travel to Texas and three other states on Thursday. This in response to what he considers laws that are anti-LGBT. Democratic Attorney General Javier Becerra added Texas, Alabama, South Dakota, and Kentucky to a list of places that California has assembled where state employee travel is restricted. Last year, they banned non-essential travel to states with laws that discriminate against lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgender people in North Carolina, Kansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. They're already on the list. According to the Attorney General of California, taxpayer money, in his words, will not be used to let people travel to states who choose to discriminate. Now, it's unclear what sort of practical effect that travel ban might have. Joining us is Lauren McGaughey. She's a reporter for the Dallas Morning News, and she joins us now. Lauren, good to have you back. Lauren McGaughey is a reporter for the Dallas Morning News, and she joins us now. Lauren, good to have you back on Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
This law that California is flexing here, this wasn't originally aimed at Texas, right?
It wasn't. When it went into effect several months ago, it was actually only a handful of states that were on this banned list, and Texas wasn't one of them. So Texas and three other states were added yesterday, many, many months after the law first went into effect.
And it's not all the same kinds of laws. For instance, they first went after North Carolina for its bathroom ban. Here, it seems the California Justice Department has an issue with our new adoption laws or some kind of protection for religiously affiliated adoption agencies?
Yeah, that's right. The common thread through all of the laws that California is attacking are what they say is a discriminatory effect on the LGBT community. So the Texas law that California took issue with is a new law that just was signed that would allow faith-based adoption agencies, it would give them extra legal cover to turn away prospective parents if they're gay or transgender or fall into the LGBT community, or even deny services to children in their care, such as contraception, if it doesn't comport with their religious beliefs.
Now, we should point out that under the Texas law, if prospective parents are turned away by a faith-based adoption agency, that's not the end of the story, right? The new law actually has a requirement that's placed upon these adoption agencies?
That's right. The new law does require an alternative to be found for any parents, be they LGBT people or outside of that community, who are turned away by a religiously affiliated adoption agency.
The California law, as you note, seems to have some exceptions here, this travel ban. First of all, we're not talking about private citizens. We're talking about state officials, as I understand it. If you're trying to enforce a contract that was signed before 2017, and I think if you're trying to do law enforcement activity, that sort of thing, you're exempted, right?
That's right. And so if, you know, certain tax officials are exempt, or if you're a state official, you need to travel to appear at a federal hearing of some kind in one of these states that's on the ban list, you're also exempt. One of the major issues that's already cropped up, however, are sporting teams. So we've seen several sports teams, including UCLA's football team and some basketball teams, college sports teams that receive taxpayer money, university money, to travel to other states to play games. We've seen them decide to forego any future games in states that are on the banned list. So we're really going to have to see how this affects Texas team's ability to play California.
Is there any broader economic impact? I mean, is it known how much money is spent by Texas officials traveling to Texas, or not so much?
I think we're still waiting to see those kinds of effects. I mean, the law just went, became law, you know, not even, half a year ago. And
right.
So we're really going to have to see how this plays out over the next several months and probably years.
I'm sort of wondering if the governor, Governor Abbott, couldn't try to spin this into a win for Texas.
There's no love lost between Governor Abbott and California. He's frequently kind of throws barbs their way over Twitter and social media. But he actually told the Texas Tribune that he doesn't really care about the travel ban. And he said something like, you know, we have so many businesses and companies coming to Texas because of our tax rates and our quality of life that we're not really worried about, you know, state officials not being able to come here.
Lauren Magahi is a reporter with the Dallas Morning News. We'll have a link to her latest piece at TexasStandard.org. Lauren, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.